Editor's note. Ms. Whittle's letter is in response to a previous letter to the editor candidate should not be allowed private use of public road allowance. It is beyond comprehension that Ms. Ross is continuing to push her agenda to conflate her long-running personal dispute with a mayoral candidate with her political opinion on his suitability. If I am to understand the dispute as discussed by both Ms. Ross and Mr. Dale over the last couple of days, the neighbor and his family have been using a city-owned piece of surplus property between Ms. Ross's property and their family home for such activities as exercising their dog, holding yard sales, etc. And that over the last 25 years the city has possibly or could possibly have lost approximately up to $25,000 in lost tax revenue since the city had the chance to sell the property and did not. And the neighbor and his family have continued to use this vacant city property. If she has had a problem with her neighbor for over 25 years, please enlighten us to the reason she has not availed herself of the remedies allowed to rectify her issues. I am sure she could file a lawsuit, she could make a presentation to City Council raising the issue she lists in her letter. I looked on the City of North Bay website and it is very clear that there is process in place at the Planning Department to investigate land usage complaints. To my recollection, the mayoral candidate has not been on council for the last 25 years, 2000 to 2012, and yet the dispute has been tied to his political career. Ms. Ross's insinuation that the resolution of the dispute was somehow tied to his political influence does not stand up to this fact. Ms. Ross, however, has chosen to take what appears to be a long-running dispute between neighbors and is using this dispute as a vehicle for her personal vitriol and political commentary and opinion on the suitability of the candidate. There is an old saying, if you don't have facts, make a lot of noise. And I fear Ms. Ross is definitely making a lot of noise, and I see only opinion, not facts. I truly believe that people are inherently fair and will regard this with skepticism and, if anything, will balance the scale by doing exactly what Ms. Ross does not want and vote for Kiriko for mayor. Colleen Whittle, North Bay.